Hey y'all, I'm Damon Oates, founder of Deco Exchange. Who else has heard that crafting is just a hobby? I turned my love of crafting into a thriving, multi-7-figure company, surrounded myself in an amazing community, and met some amazing business owners along the way. I'm here to show everyone that makers mean business.
What is up, y'all? It is Parker here with the Makers Mean Business podcast. I'm back for episode 4 of 7 of this series. If you've been following the series, we've talked a little bit about a pretty big mistake or a couple big mistakes. Just an overall bad month for the Wreath Supply Box. We started out kind of outlining the issue. We talked about how important transparency is. We talked about how important a community is. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit more about just overall lessons, overall, I don't want to call it best practices, but just some skills and some thought processes and some lessons, I guess, that have served me well and continue to serve me well and probably would have served me a lot better earlier on in my life as a business owner. Y'all, the first one I'm going to talk about is probably the most important. If you've ever heard me speak on stage or really about anything super passionately at all, it's mostly around mindset. It's mostly around emotions and your internal, the way you talk to yourself, the way you think about yourself, the way you deal with stuff internally. I've done a lot of work in that area personally. As it turns out, I am my biggest weakness and my biggest strength, depending on what day you catch me. So I've dealt a lot with myself and what I tell myself and how I let myself talk to myself. And I know this, it starts to sound really crazy really quickly, but honestly, y'all, I think about this a lot. The difference between me on a good day and me on a bad day is so ridiculously different. On a good day, I am unstoppable. Nothing can bother me. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can get in my way, and I can just tackle anything. And then on bad days, it's just like, you know, anything can unravel me. And I've definitely gotten better, but there's still definitely bad days, and there's just been more good days than bad days most of the time. So that's always good. But y'all, mindset is crazy important. I'm going to talk a little bit about it. I'll probably have to do some episodes in the future that are just strictly about mindset and issues. Y'all, I think the things that you tell yourself are really, really powerful. I personally have an internal monologue. If you guys don't know what that means, it means I basically talk to myself. I basically hear myself, like when I'm processing thoughts and ideas, I hear myself talking through it. And I don't know if I should say fortunately or unfortunately, when things are going on, I speak to myself in my head, and how I speak to myself can be very, very powerful. And I know a lot of other people have internal monologues too. I know some of you guys don't. Unfortunately, for those of you that don't, I don't know what the heck you guys think about all day or what's going on in your head all day. So kudos to you, I guess. But for those of you guys who do, you know, have an internal voice or you can hear the way that you think about yourself or talk to yourself, I challenge you guys to really pay attention to that. Really pay attention to how you sound, how well or how bad you treat yourself, or how critical or forgiving you are of yourself, like that voice inside of you. How does that treat you? Because at the end of the day, you control that. And if you can pay more attention to it, you can literally change the narrative, change the way that it talks. And that has been very, very important to me and very, very helpful to me. So all that to say, it's easy when you're messing something up to be really critical of yourself. Like, I can't believe you messed that up. Can you do anything right? I mean, the list can go on and on. But if you can flip the script and say, okay, we can fix this. Let's work through this. Let's, you know, find a solution instead. If you can be more solution driven instead of critical, then you'll probably end up in a way better place, both mentally and actually with solving whatever problem it is. That's my first bit of advice, is to get your mind right, you know, get what's going on inside of your head under control, because I think you control that most of the time. The next thing I wanted to talk about is flexibility. Y'all, as a small business owner, or even as a business owner for probably medium size and up, you can be really flexible. You can pivot very easily. You can adapt very easily, a lot easier than most corporate places. So that can be a strength if you embrace it. However, if you're kind of like stuck in your ways and you only want to do things one way, it can be very hindering. But flexibility will serve you very well as a business owner, being able to adapt. And I know a lot of this is easier said than done, but I want to just say it out loud. So maybe it'll make you think about maybe how you're inflexible, or how you don't adapt, or how you don't handle change well, or whatever it is. My experience as a business owner has been one of perpetual change. Perpetual change. And thankfully, a lot of growth along the way. There's been times where it's been stagnant or even reduced, but for the most part, it's been growth. And probably heard the saying, another level, another devil. The flexibility that is required as you change and grow is pretty high. So being able to embrace that and understand that things change, I guess the best way I can put it is this actually, believe it or not, this ties back to your mental stuff as well. The solutions that you developed when you were young, or young in your business, or in the past, the solutions that you developed in the past do not always serve you in the present or in the future. So being able to adapt and to change and find solutions that are more fitting to the problem that you're in currently and not the problems that you had in the past can be very helpful. Can be very helpful. The next one is, y'all, I have a much more technical brain than most of you guys. I realize most of our listeners, most of our community, most of our customers are all creatives, right? I have a creative business, but I am a very analytical and technical person. And with that, I like to develop procedures and processes. Now, if I'd had a better process for this Wreath supply box situation, then we probably wouldn't have the issues that we're having now, but I probably wouldn't have had the podcast either. So we're going to just call it a blessing and run with it. That being said, it's really helpful to develop processes and procedures for a million different reasons. Honestly, it will stop you from making mistakes. If you have stuff written down, you know, step one, step two, step three, maybe you have check boxes of things that need to be done, checklists, that type of thing. Maybe you have video procedures. Maybe you have a list of things to do a certain way, whatever it is, whatever works for your business. I like to write those things down. I type them out, but I would challenge you guys to do that as well. So yeah, it'll serve you. Having these processes and procedures will serve you a lot of different ways. A few that I can think of: if you're busy, if you're constantly fighting fires, if you're always being flexible and always growing and adapting and changing, having these core procedures or core checklists to fall back on help you make sure that there are not things that fall through the cracks, right? There may be very simple things that need to be done no matter what. You know, I just said, you know, you may be thinking, well, you just talked about how things change all the time and how you want me to set things in stone. That's kind of an oxymoron. It kind of conflicts. That is true. However, there are things that must always be done, right? So I spoke on the last episode about call to actions, right? That can be one of your checklist things, no matter, you know, if you're doing a live sale, trying to sell one of your wreaths, or if you're writing an email, that's something that you can always make sure that you implement inside of whatever you're doing. That's a thing that you can put on a checklist and make sure that you get done every time, right? That's something that just doesn't change. So there will always be constants amongst the change. I guess you can write that down, constants among the change. It's a quote or something, I don't know. But having those basic things written out will help you make sure that you don't have things fall through the cracks. You won't miss those simple things. Another thing too that, you know, I immediately always think about processes and procedures is, because what if you have someone else helping you? What if you grow your business and you need support? Or what if something happens to you and you have to get help? You have to get someone else to help you. If you have these processes and procedures written down with your guidelines or your, I call them KPIs, so this is industry buzzword, but key performance indicators, maybe it's certain metrics, maybe it's certain steps that you have to go through. If you have those things written down, you can hand that to someone else, and there's no question of what needs to be done or what doesn't, or how something should be done or shouldn't be done. If you develop those processes and you write them down or record them, or, you know, whatever works for your business, it can be very beneficial to you in the long term. It can help you keep things on track, even when you're not directly in control of what's happening. The next lesson is just having good quality control, y'all. I'll be honest, I feel like a bit of a hypocrite, because sometimes it's really hard, especially with the specific issue at hand. If I could have walked out into the warehouse and spot checked a few of the subscription boxes, maybe I would have had that little light bulb moment where I said, oh my gosh, I'm missing that thing that we made, right? That could have been something that got caught. But having some kind of quality control would have helped with that. I realize quality control is not always something that's important to small businesses, especially if you're a one-man show, or if it's just you and, you know, your husband or your partner, your wife, your whatever it is, your one employee, your whatever it is. Sometimes the quality control isn't as important, but as you grow and you have more hands in the pot, it becomes more and more important to keep that standard, right? If you have people, let's just say, you know, making bows for you, and they're not doing a good job making bows, and they're sending out to customers, that's your business, that's your reputation that's going to be tarnished. So you really want to make sure that you have some kind of oversight to make sure that the things that are going out to your customers are of the quality that you're trying to keep. That was a quick one, but I wanted to give you guys some things to ponder and to kind of think about. It's hard sometimes to give specific action items, first of all, over a podcast for something like a creative business. It's most of the time you think of it as visual. But I wanted to challenge you guys to have some reflection and to think about what are some ways that you can implement these things in your business, right? Flexibility, right? Are you just stuck doing the same thing because that's what you've always done? Are you just kind of grinding through it because that's the way it's always been done? Or do you think maybe it's time to innovate, or time to be able to pivot, or to accept some change? Y'all, I feel like I missed one. I did miss one. Let's go back for a second, y'all. Just bear with me. I can't believe I skipped this one. This one's so good. Y'all, this one is to be proactive. To be proactive. So I talked a little bit about about transparency and building your community. But a lot of that was us being proactive about the issue. I'm trying to think, I don't know if it was the transparency episode or the community episode, but we brought to light the issue. That being said, we did have people who called and emailed and said, hey, this looks off. But eventually we put the pieces together saying, okay, there's a lot of people reaching out, something's going on. And we were proactive to say, hey, this is going on. This is what we're doing. This is how it's getting fixed. Let us know if you have any issue. So like I'm going to say control the narrative, right? So what if we had just sat on that knowing that something was wrong, and people started making posts in other groups or whatever it was? Being proactive and addressing the issue and, you know, presenting solutions is a really good thing to do almost all of the time, right? So sometimes you just can't. Sometimes you have to be, typically the way I see it most of the time is you have to either be proactive or reactive. Reactive is a very uncomfortable position for me to be in. I like to be more proactive. As a reactive issue or a problem that you have to be reactive to, you have a lot less control. You have a lot less time. It's kind of like putting out a fire instead of putting sprinklers in the building instead, right? So if something catches on fire and there's nothing stopping it, you have to, you know, go get the fire extinguisher and spray it, and you know, stuff might catch on fire and burn, and you may not know. If you have a sprinkler system installed, like, you can help put the fire out as soon as it comes out. So being reactive is never fun. Taking the initiative to be proactive about solving a problem, addressing a problem, bringing a problem to your community, being transparent about it, I think is always a really, really good thing to do. I know that you can't always be proactive, and sometimes things just happen and pop up, but that's how you have to be flexible. And that goes back to the other point, right? But being proactive is a super important part of running your business. And I think it'll be a positive thing if you can manage to do it. Y'all, I can't believe I missed that one because that one was such a good one. But to summarize the themes and the processes and the points I wanted to talk about, the lessons I wanted to talk about, flexibility, you want to be flexible. Proactive, you want to be proactive. Develop processes and procedures. Have some good quality control. And the last one is mindset. I talked about mindset first, but the last one on my list was mindset, and I definitely covered it. Y'all, that's my thoughts on dealing with problems and how to mitigate problems in the future, or at least be able to handle them a little better. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I think this one was a little more introspective than the rest of them, but I think this is an important one to really assess what you have going on in your life and in your business and how you can address some of these skills or maybe practice some of these skills. And I think they'll serve you for the better. Y'all, that's all I have for this episode. Next episode, I'm going to be talking a little bit about customer service and how we deal/dealt with some of that. I hope you guys enjoyed this one, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye, y'all.